You're listening to
The Marne Report.
Hi, Fort Stewart and Hunter Army Airfield. Kelsey here, back with another edition of the Marne Report podcast. Today, I'm joined by Command Sergeant Major Jonathan Ruffer, the 3rd Infantry Division Senior Enlisted Leader, and his spouse, Jennifer. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. Today, we're going to talk all about this year's upcoming new spouse orientation. Before we get into things, do you guys want to share a little bit more about yourselves and your time as an Army family?
Sure. We've been married for, it'll be 24 years. In July, and we're about to move to Washington State. This will be our 12th move, and I'm from Tennessee, John's from Pennsylvania. We've got two kids, 16 and 20, Bella and Jordan. We've enjoyed moving all around the world, all over the place. I always like going somewhere new, so I'm excited for our upcoming move. And we've been here in Georgia a total of 7 years at Fort Stewart, so ready to go somewhere new.
Yeah. So, no, we met at Fort Campbell. We've been married as long as Jennifer said. So I think this is super, you know, this is important, you know, understanding, you know, how to integrate within, you know, the Army. Definitely as, you know, as young as we were, not having a really clear understanding what you're getting into. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, this is important to us. You know, it's important to, you know, the families of, you know, Fort Stewart. And I would even say across the whole enterprise of the Army is that you join the military, you get married, it's a lot of major events that happen really fast, and you know, you're trying to figure that out. So we've done it and we're good at it.
So the new spouse orientation is coming up soon. Can you share a little bit more about exactly what this program is?
Yeah, so this is, you know, kind of one of the, you know, many things that we've kind of started here on trying to, you know, get after, you know, General Norrie's guidance on healthy habits, protective factors, and, you know, a lot of them healthy habits and, you know, protective factors is really falls in our junior soldiers. And it really, you know, some of them are, you know, financial literacy, religious stuff, food insecurity. So, you know, really what this project is, it's not really a project. It's an opportunity to help our new spouses to understand, you know, really what the Army's about. I think a lot of times, you know, they get married out of basic training, or they go to basic training, they come home, they get married, they move across countries, across America, or even go to another country. They show up to an installation that they really don't have no clue. You know, the soldier doesn't have really a vote on when they show up. It could be in the middle of a major training event, and now they're going to the field for 45 days. And then their family members are like stuck at this new place. They don't have no idea where the commissary is, or you know, where the pharmacy is, you know, where to go to the bank, you know. So now that just creates, I think, hardship. And so, you know, that's what this is really about, is the opportunity to, we onboard soldiers all the time, but we never really onboard spouses. We think they know how to figure it out. We allow them to figure it out on their own. So this is our opportunity here at the division to, you know, provide some education and really showcase our installation and where the resources are. So when they're in need or help, or they need something, they can do it on their own while their soldiers are actually training on their warfighting tasks to, you know, defend the Constitution of the United States and protect us. And I think if you set them conditions correctly, it really helps, drives down the stress at the end of the day.
No, I like your note about onboarding spouses. That's such a good way to think about it. What can people expect to experience? Are there any specific topics that they'll go over?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, ultimately, you know, some of the things you'll actually experience there is, you know, one, spouses, it's huge to allow them to continue to pursue their career. So I think you'll see, you know, you get educated on job opportunities, employment that were within the installation or even outside the installation, on allowing them to continue to have their lives. I mean, some of our spouses go to college, they get degrees, they want to still be providing for their family. And I encourage that because, you know, dual military incomes, it releases a lot of stress. You know, you're not living paycheck to paycheck. Each person has a purpose, you know, spouse has a purpose, a sense of giving and providing, while the husband also has a purpose to provide, and it makes a healthy relationship. Some other things that you'll learn there will be the education benefits for our spouses, really understanding the GI Bill, understand where our education center is, which is a really different location.
Outside the gate.
So I think some people drive by the building, they see it, they see a Paul R. Smith building, it says 3rd ID, but it's not inside the gate, mm-hmm. so I don't think they venture in there to see what it is. And then some other things I'll let Jennifer kind of highlight.
So you're also going to learn about the schools and the childcare options. There are several options on post, lots of different CDCs that the kids can go to. And then if they live off post, there's places out there as well. We've got schools here from kindergarten through sixth grade, and then they go off post after that. We're going to talk about access to medical care. We've got the facility here on post. I work in the primary care office, and so we see dependents, so spouses, kids, retirees, so they can all come there. They can also choose to do TRICARE off post, so either TRICARE Prime or TRICARE Select. That one is off post. If it's Prime, they come see us. We do referrals if they need to go out, and everything is covered through TRICARE that way. They'll also learn about paths to citizenships. So if they're not citizens, there are ways that they can do that. They'll learn a bunch about housing, which is good to know what you can and can't do and what's available.
And I think housing's, you know, a huge topic. I mean, across all installations. But I think able to educate first-time homeowners, if you want to say it. They're not buying the home, but they're living in a home for first time.
And they're like renting it, and some of these people are 18. They've never rented, bought, done anything besides live under their parents' roof.
Yeah, just understanding preventive maintenance. I mean, some of this stuff is, you know, new to, you know, I use myself as an example. I didn't do laundry. I didn't do any of that stuff when I was young. You know, if I moved out of my house and went to basic training, the first time I did laundry, it was a disaster. So I think just helping educate individuals how to maintain your home, you know, them simple things on, you know, how to replace a filter, how to replace a light bulb. You take advantage of them things because you think, hey, I know how to do that. I've done it my whole life. But sometimes we forget that a lot of our junior spouses or junior soldiers, they never lived in a house. They've lived in a house, but it was taken care of by their parents and so forth. So I think that's one of the biggest things that I think is important, and how to do work orders. If you don't get work orders answered, how do you, you know, follow up with that? Mm-hmm. And then to be able to say, hey, these are the things you should be communicating through your chain of command, because your chain of command can actually drive a lot of them challenges that you're having within your housing areas, because, you know, it's our installation. Everybody that works inside this fence or wears the patch of Third ID, we are Third ID. So to help to solve your problems, we should be also in that process. So trying to understand the housing situation, and then military customs and courtesy, that's always a unique thing, you know, as you join the military and, you know, your husband goes to basic training or your wife goes to basic training, they learn about all the proper drill and ceremony, the customs and courtesy, but we never really teach our spouses on what that means. You know, they don't understand, you know, what rank is and how to, you know, talk. I'm not saying they got to be out there standing parade rest or, you know, saluting people, but understanding, you know, where their husband, you know, who their chain of command is. So when their husband comes up and says, and they start talking about their squad leader, if they're talking about their platoon sergeant, that has some type of substance. They understand what that means. A lot of this stuff is, you know, we're trying to bridge the gap from, you know, we take a civilian off the street, we send them through a basic training, reprogram them to kind of really operate in a military aspect and learn how to speak in that spectrum. But then we bring their spouse in 16 weeks later.
They don't have that education.
And no clue. Like, they, you know, some of our spouses have never left their hometown.
Yeah.
And some of our spouses have grown up in really small communities, you know, that, you know, 90% of the people who live in that community might be all their family members. Now they're living in a larger city. How do you operate inside a fence line, inside an installation? And then you also have to understand how to operate outside the fence line in the communities, the surrounding communities, and how, you know, to use their facilities might be different than what they've ever grown up.
Yeah. And we have so many rules and regulations, especially when it comes to housing. And I feel like that's just such an important part that people need to be communicated. You know, just because you're used to living a certain way by the guidelines of wherever you're at, now you got a whole another layer because now you live in that fence line, as you said.
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, you'll see it. I mean, I encourage people to attend it. I mean, it's going to be, it's our first one.
Okay, yeah.
I'm tracking that we only have 6 people signed up.
Sign up, people.
Yes, we have to have 11 people to actually move forward with it. And it's got free childcare. There's free food. It's an opportunity to kind of maybe meet some people in your community, you know, because a lot of our spouses, don't know individuals as they move to these installations.
And building that network is important.
Yeah, I mean, first termers don't really, you know anybody. Like me and Jennifer, we moved around so much. Every installation we've gone to, there's someone there that we knew. So, I think building that healthy relationship with your community, finding people that you're related to or not related to, like have something in common. So when your husband or your wife has to go on a deployment or into the field, you have a network and you're not just relying on your husband or your spouse as your network. And I think that's what's going to really be important about this spouse's onboarding.
Awesome. Yeah. So I want to actually switch over to some more personal questions just so our community can get to know you guys more. I know you're leaving, though. But still, so reflecting on your time as a military family, what advice do you have for new spouses?
So I can speak to that since I'm the spouse. Definitely get out and meet people and do things. We've got the Spouses Club here. I always tell my patients when they come in and they're like, I don't know anybody, I don't have any friends. Join the Spouses Club. They've got the PWOC. It's the Protestant Women of the Church group. If they're into religion at all, that's a great group. They do all kinds of fun activities. Here specifically, they've got the Chamber of Commerce that does like quarterly. They'll do trips in the local area. It's completely free. You can sign up for it. They take you on trips. They show you around. They always feed you. They give you little goodie bags. There's all kinds of little things that they have out here to do. And also look on MWR because there's stuff on there for people to do. MWR always has lots of stuff that they're listing. And then just here in general is like a great central location because you can go to Savannah, you can go to Jacksonville, you're not far from beaches, you can go to Tybee, you can go to Hilton Head. There's lots to get out and do, but from a spouse point of view, making friends is the biggest thing and trying to get out there and meet people and talking to your neighbors and just going out instead of sitting in the house.
No, I like it. That's good advice. As we said, build that network. Mm-hmm. This installation is full of young families. You guys said your kids are 16, 20, but obviously they were kids once. Are there any words of wisdom for those raising young children in the Army?
I always try to tell them, let's make it an adventure and find the positive things when you're going to new places. Like what there is to do, new friends that you're going to make, new experiences that you're going to have, new parts of the world that you're going to see that other people will never know about. Ours got to go to Germany, which was awesome.
When so we jealous. Went.
Yeah, it was awesome. They were both really resistant. They didn't want to go. But then when they got there, they loved it. We went to like 6 or 7 different countries. They got to see places that people only dream of. So I think keeping your kids involved in sports and making sure they have friends, but then just finding the positive wherever you go and trying to make it an adventure and make it fun. And like you yourself have to be positive because if they see that you're sad or you're like, oh, this place is going to suck, then they're going to pick up on your feelings. So being positive is a big part for the kids.
No, that's really good advice.
I think honestly, I look at it this way as, you know, every military kid's like Flat Stanley. You know, you say
he goes on adventures around the world.
That's right. If you look at it that way, I'm not saying each kid's flat, but I mean, but I think if you look at that kind of theory, you know, make every opportunity memorable, you know, like, you know, try to, you know, get out and see the community. You know, you see a lot of people like Facebook, they have these things like where you've been, you know, and you can mark the dots. So how do you create memories that, you know, that are lasting? I think if you got kids that are athletes, get them out in the sports. Don't allow moves to kind of distract from that. You know, don't think that your kids can't compete at other. I think, you know, the unique thing about kids that are in the military, as they move around, they become very resilient.
They persevere through a lot, yeah.
I mean, they have to, you know, if you're an athletic kid, you are competing your whole life while you're in the military. You're every time you show up, you got to prove yourself. Mm-hmm. And I think that's huge. I think that really drives, makes our kids special. You know, they can overcome. I don't think they see any problems that they can't get over. I grew up in a really small town. You know, I didn't have them experiences. You know, everybody in my hometown still lives there. They don't really venture out. Allowing the kids to have an opportunity to experience and the parents, you know, and that's why I say, I mean, just think of the Flat Stanley thing that you get in the mail from your nephew or niece that says, hey, can you take this individual all over? Just treat it like that, you know, take every duty station and, you know, find what's fun to do and make memories. And it's hard, I won't lie, it's hard for kids, but I think, you know, the more you get out and do things and experience what the, you know, Italy, you know, Germany, you know, we've been all over the world and the kids been there. So they have stories, you know, yeah. Versus, you know, my nephews that never left their hometown, you know, they can tell you about like the movie theater, you know. Jordan goes and talks about Italy, you know, Austria, Switzerland, yeah. You know, like, I think that's what, you know, take every opportunity to get your kid in the community, explore.
Perspective's everything. That's mm-hmm. a good point. Yeah. So your family is no stranger to the 3rd Infantry Division in Fort Stewart. Is there anything specific about this area or the division that you would like our incoming families and spouses to know?
Publix is coming in July.
Pub subs, yeah, yes. Yeah.
I think, well, like I said earlier, there's a lot to do, maybe not in Hinesville, but in the area. And Hinesville's little, but the community is starting to do stuff with us with the Army installation and trying to support us. And I think that they like us being here. And so it's safe. We've been here for a little over 7 years and mm-hmm. there's not a ton of crime. It's little, it's kind of country, but you can go out and you can go to Savannah and to the cities. It's beautiful.
It's definitely better, one of the better, nicer cities around an installation. Yeah. Sometimes you go to installations and there's absolutely nothing, right. But here there's a good mix. Yeah,
there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, I think, you know, Fort Stewart's very unique of the current, where it's located mm-hmm. at. I mean, it's on the I-95 corridor, very easy to access, multiple, very attractive locations that people pay a lot of money to go visit. You know, Savannah, Hilton Head, Disney's only 4 hours away. Yeah. You can get Disney tickets through, you know, ITR here on the installation, which you get a cheaper discounted price. Universal's also in Orlando. If we want to go to Miami, it's 8 hours away. So I'm just saying, like, I think Hinesville is your small community, like any military installation. It has the same things that, you know, Fort Campbell or Fort Bragg has outside it, you know. Your typical dollar stores and, you know, small end stores, but you just got to expand yourself to see the community, you know, mm-hmm. drive and, you know, get to see Savannah. It's a beautiful city. And I would just, you know, bring a lot of bug spray. Southeast Georgia is known for a lot of mosquitoes and
drink water. It's hot and humid.
Yes. And sand gnats, which I don't know if ever go away, but I think it's a great location. And I think the installation won. Even just 3rd ID has its history is loaded with mm-hmm. tons of things. You know, it's in 18th Airborne Corps, which is one of the corps in the United States Army. It has a lot of history. It's been around. It's been in every conflict. It's got, you know, Medal of Honor, 63 Medal of Honor winners.
The most.
Yeah. You know, so, I mean, it has a long legacy and a history that, you know, a lot of people that come here, it's funny, they come, but they don't leave.
You know, there's a bunch of people that stay here.
And if they leave, they come back. Mm-hmm. So I think it's really
like neat. You.
Yeah.
Awesome. Is there anything else you guys would like to add before we go?
No, I would just add is to the Fort Stewart community, to the spouses, to the soldiers, I would ask you to, come out, try the new spouses onboarding. Give it a shot. You know, you won't know if you don't try it. And that's the big thing is, you know, a lot of this stuff we do here at the division level, we think it up. We think it up in the minds of, you know, how can we, you know, make our community better? This is an opportunity for us to educate our junior spouses on how to understand that the lifestyle that they're going to live for either the next 3 years or for 20 years. And if you don't come and, you know, try it, it's a shame that you're not trying to do it. It's an opportunity to, one, you know, learn about your installation, learn about the way of the military life, and then maybe meet someone that you might have a lot in common mm-hmm. and have a friend that, you know, when your spouse is not at home because that he's out or she's out doing the things that, you know, our units have to do to, you know, to protect that freedom that we have. You have someone to, you know, lean on when you need someone to go with you to the store or someone to pick up some groceries or, you know, maybe even watch your kid if you have to run somewhere.
Or having a rough day.
Yeah. So That would be what I would say here at the end is, you know, like I said, I'm going to still put another plug in there. I only got 6 signed up right now. Can you do it for Martin 7? I really appreciate it. We get this across the finish line. And then, you know, hopefully it's successful. And your feedback is dearly important to it.
Only going to make it better, yeah.
Yeah, we want your feedback. We don't want to continue to provide the input. We want to know what our soldiers and our family members want to make their time here at Fort Stewart memorable, and they enjoy it.
I think I do have one last thing I thought of. Making friends is important, like he said. An example, we lived in Italy. I was 23 or 24. John was deployed to Iraq for 15 months. Out of our 24 months we were there, I made a best friend. We traveled all around the country together and to other little countries and are still friends today.
I love that.
Just because you move a lot doesn't mean that you can't make friends that will last a lifetime. And you can't make friends if you stay in your house. So it's good to get out and meet people, join clubs, join the SFRGs. They're not like they used to be, but if more people will come and learn about them and join them, they'll meet more people and they'll have an opportunity to make more friends.
Thank you guys so much.
Rock and Lamar.
Yeah. Stay up to date on Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield activities. Please follow us on social media and download the My Army Post app. Thank you all. It's been an absolute pleasure. I'm Kelsey Dieber, and that concludes this episode of the Martin Report. See you next week.
The My Army Post app is your one-stop source for all things Fort Stewart Hunter Army Airfield. With MAPA at your fingertips, you'll never miss out on upcoming events, installation updates, facility and gate information, weather, shopping, and so much more. My Army Post is free from your phone's app store. Download today.